o'clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Whoa, that ended awful sudden. Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark and Miss Bradley Pritchard.
Hi.
Hey, how are you? Happy Friday.
Good.
This is all brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sayre and Elk City, America. Welcome to the show, Bradley. Yeah. Took off last week to go deer hunting on me.
Yep.
Man, tell you what, the life of some people. Let's take, before we get deep and hot, because I'm going to pick on you today.
Of course you are.
Because you and insects, I already got this. Yeah, we got this going on. Let's take out some temperatures, though, first. 52 degrees at Arnett. 45 degrees at Cheyenne, home of the secret weapon. 42 at Hollis. 46 at Weatherford. 55 degrees at Slapout, 49 at the May Ranch, and all the way out here east of the, or west of the state line, 50 at Lipscomb, 46 at Dozer, Wellington, you're 42, and Odell, you're 44. Is it still chilly outside?
A little bit.
Not bad?
It's manageable.
It's manageable?
Yeah.
Yesterday, if you guys probably figured out, I was gone yesterday. I went to see the doctor, had a little surgery procedure. I'm all back 100% ready to go. I just got to brag on the hospital down there at Hobart. I didn't even know they had a hospital at Hobart until 2 weeks ago. And that's bad. I'm sorry, Hobart people. I thought I knew that town, but I was way wrong. But you know, there's this H sign out there on the highway between, what is that highway? South of Sentinel going south. It says hospital. I've been by that sign a million times, never paid me attention. Elk View Hospital, and I'm telling you what, they were pretty good. They were jammed up, very professional. The pre-surgery nurse lady, whatever they call them, pre-op, whatever, you know, she come in, her and I hit it off really big. We're just hitting it off, and she... One thing, the reason why we did is because she came in and talked loud. There was not Jimmy Clark not hearing her excuse going on. She come in, she was vocal, she let me know, get the clothes off, get the gown on, snap, 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 let's go, get this all in. But anyway, they were very professional, and anybody knows anybody that works at that hospital, you can tell them that I was bragging on them today. Now, the dude giving the... stuff to put me to sleep.
Yeah.
Dr. Mike, I think he gave me some extra because he wanted me to shut up. All of a sudden, that was night-night. And then next thing I woke up, it was after surgery. Mm-hmm. How you feeling, Mr. Clark? So, you guys get an A-plus rating from me at the Elk View Hospital in Hobart, Oklahoma. Thank you for your hospitality and, what do they call it, professionalism. That's what I'd say that is?
Yeah, I think.
How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. Wasn't ready to go back to school.
Why not?
Because I'm having too much fun.
You shoot a deer?
No.
We need to talk to your papa.
Yeah, I know. I could have shot one, but apparently it was too dark.
Too dark or past legal shooting?
No. I still had 3 minutes left.
Oh, I'd have pulled the trigger.
Yeah. I should have, but I didn't.
Is this your mom's dad or your dad's dad?
My mom's dad.
Your mom. Yeah, you need to talk to him.
Yeah.
Come on, Mom. Talk to Daddy. Have a little fun with the granddaughter. Highway 44. Yes, thank you very much. Out of Sentinel for Elk View General Hospital. There's a big blue... sign there. It's got a white H on it with an arrow pointing towards Hobart. And that's a rough road, too. I ain't gonna lie. All right. So you didn't get a deer.
No.
And we have a hog show tomorrow.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah. I got a last minute call yesterday to come over and announce it, so I'm going to be talking crap about you. You can come help me.
I will be helping Neely with her pigs, actually.
It doesn't take all day. No. All right. Today is the Wheeler General Store Happy Hour. Yeah. And we have a real, if you're watching on Facebook, look at this. We got a really nice cow whip. Yep. The green flag on it is green. We're going to give away. Haley's got a question for you guys. Or Haley.
What'd
I'm sorry.
You call me?
Haley. Thinking of Haley. She wants a whip. Briley has a question for you guys.
Yes. Do that now?
Yeah.
All right. In your opinion, what is better, soft shell tacos or crunchy tacos? And then the winner will be the fifth person to text in with their opinion.
Yeah, with your name. 580-225-9697. And you can also throw in there what for the answer, the opinion why.
Yeah, your opinion why you think it's which one is better.
Because I feel some false teeth ones coming in. That's the why they like the soft ones. That's the question. Our opinion. This opinion. Yeah. Pretty easy question, though, isn't it? Right. Let's see what happened overnight in our big world of agriculture. Soybean and grain futures were a little changed in overnight trading as investors weigh signs of demand for U.S. agricultural products against favorable weather in South America. Exporters sold 136,000 metric tons of U.S. soybeans to China for delivery in 2024-25 marketing year. The Department of Ag said in a report yesterday, that follows sales of 30,000 tons of soybean oil to South Korea and an additional 134,000 tons of soybeans to China. They were also announced this week. About 21.7 million metric tons of soybeans have been exported since the start of the marketing year. It's up 19%. Corn sales are also up 33%. Wheat sales at the start of the grains marketing year on June 1st are now at 10.8 million metric tons, and that's 33% increase from the same period a year ago. Weighing on futures, however, is favorable weather in parts of Brazil, the world's largest exporter of soybeans. Drier weather is in the forecast for 6 to 15 day outlook for parts of Brazil. Let's see here. Soybean futures for January delivery gained 0.75 cents to $9.94 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal fell $1.50 to $2.89.60 a short ton. And soybean oil, where'd it go? Soybean oil was up 0.39 cents to 42.7 cents a pound. Corn futures for March delivery was up a penny to $4.36 a bushel, and wheat futures for March delivery fell a penny and a half to $5.56¾ a bushel, and Kansas City futures were down 0.75 cents to $5.51¾ a bushel. Sales of corn to overseas buyers jumped week to week, while soybean sales declined, according to the USDA. Corn sales in the 7 days that ended last week, November 28th, jumped to 1.73 million metric tons. That's up 63% from the previous week. Mexico was the biggest buyer at 392,400 metric tons, followed by Japan at 357,000 tons, and a John Doe country at 283,000 tons, and South Korea was in there for 212,000. Costa Rica bought 84,000. The total would have been higher, but Guatemala canceled orders for 27,000 tons. Exports for the week rose 3% to 1.05 million tons. Soybean sales fell 7% week over week to 2.31 million metric tons. China bought 669,000 tons. A John Doe destination took 432,000 tons. Spain was in there for 352,000. Mexico, 181,000, and Egypt bought 175,000. Ireland canceled orders for 21,000 tons of U.S. beans. Wheat sales were up modestly, coming up 3% on a weekly basis to 378,000 tons. According to the USDA, that's still down 10% from the prior four-week average. Mexico bought 151,000 tons. South Korea was in there for 136,000. Venezuela bought 34,000, and Algeria took 28,000. The Leeward and Windward Islands canceled orders for 35,000 tons, and Italy nixed shipments of 20,000 tons. Boring as heck for you, isn't it?
That was a lot.
That was a lot. You need to have your dad find out why these unnamed countries can be unnamed in these reports. Is he going to get a promotion under President Trump?
I don't know.
All right. Weather map shows pretty quiet, according to the National Weather Service. Rainfall is expected in parts of eastern and Oklahoma and western Arkansas throughout the weekend, according to them. Other than that, nothing major going on. I do have some people. I got an update that I just got from Texas A&M right before the show started. If anybody was going to go to the gardens at Texas A&M University holiday stroll, it has been canceled due to inclement weather, and it's not going to be done. They apologize. This just came out, so if you were, I guess this thing really gorgeous, this stroll that they do through the gardens of Texas A&M University holiday stroll is really pretty. So if anybody was headed down that way, they canceled it. So go somewhere else. All right, let's take a Wheeler General Store break. When we come back, we'll continue. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for November 22nd, 2004. Head were sold. 5 head of steers at 436 brought 362.50. 4 at 450 brought 356. 12 at 504 brought 316. 8 at 578 brought 285. 9 at 701 brought 257. 6 at 781 brought 244. 5 at 939 brought 222. 13 head of heifers at 437 brought 301. 11 at 540 brought 272. 8 at 581 brought 262. 3 at 632 brought 233. 9 at 725 brought 235.50. 11 at 782 brought 217. Butcher cows were 30 to 136. Butcher bulls brought 12 to 144. Bred cows $1,300 to $2,725. Pairs brought $1,950 to $2,850. Elk City Livestock Auction 3202 South Highway 6. Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale ever to consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
Anything you can get out and about and do in the public to keep yourself out there, seeing what's going on, and you're knowledgeable about what's going on. You have customers come in wanting to do something, open a business or whatnot. It might be nice to have a little insight on your side. They have business plans. It's probably rare to find a business plan that has every little in and out thought out. So if you know what's going on around town, there may be something you could share with them that might either alter their plan, make their plan a different direction, speed it up, slow it down.
I'm Utah Robinson, and I help make the difference. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Harvest equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed at Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
Want to win the holidays? Ulta Beauty has the hottest beauty gifts your family and friends actually want. I'm talking beauty gifts they'll be obsessed with, like wow-worthy exclusives from Tarte, Charlotte Tilbury, and Clinique that everyone will rave about, and luxurious fragrances from YSL, Valentino, and Ariana Grande. Of course, when in doubt, you can never go wrong with a gift card. Super thoughtful, yet super easy. Visit Ulta Beauty today to get all the best gifts for everyone on your list.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
The Big 3 year-end model year clearance sale is happening now at all seven Lipscomb dealerships. Great big limited-time savings on new GM, Ford, and Stellantis vehicles, including special 0% financing and discounts of over $11,000 off select Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram vehicles now through the end of the year at Lipscomb in Wichita Falls, Burke Burnett, Bowie, Sayre, Elk City, and online at LipscombDealerships.com. Good people with great deals for you this holiday season.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. It's Jimmy and Briley back. We got all kinds of great answers for your question. That was a good question,
yeah.
Briley.
Thank you.
All right, let's check out some weather, some ag weather out in the Texas Panhandle. Odell, 45 degrees, wind chill is 41, humidity's 36, dew point's 19, the winds are out of the southwest at 7. No red flag minutes, 522 minutes of sub-freezing minutes so far today, 8-inch soil temperature, 50 degrees. All right, let's check out the Lipscomb dealerships grain market update. December, let's bypass December. Let's go with March. March corn, 439, up 4.25. May is 444, up 4.25. Soybeans for January, 994, up 1. March, 10, up 1. Soybean meal, January, 286.70, down 440. And March is 292.50, down 4. Soybean oil, January, 43.17, up 86. March is 43.42, up 84. Hard red winter wheat, December, let's go past that. March, 5.53, up 1. May is 5.61, up 1. Cotton for next May, 71.42, down 96. West Texas intermediate crude oil, January 67.46, down 84 today. Natural gas is down, still above $3 at 307. The NASDAQ and the S&P are in the green. The Dow is in the red. Cattle, that's where I'm going after the show today. I'm going to go get me a cheeseburger from Kay because I haven't seen her in 2 weeks, so she's probably having Jimmy withdrawals. And the cattle market's crazy right now. There was a lot of threes and light fours yesterday over the $5 mark, I heard, in some areas of the United States. So I'm going to go check them out.
Yeah.
Or not $5 mark, $4 mark. Live cattle, December, 187.47, up 50. February is 186.55, up 22. Feeders for January, 256.02, up 110. March is 254.47, up 87. Lean hogs, December, 82.45, up 02. So you want to get to your answers? Because there's like two page fulls over here.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. All right. I have a winner. I will let you know who it is. We'll shoot you a text because I don't want to give any names. But I will tell you the person said he's fat. And he's the one, and his answer was crunchy greasy because I'm fat. He's the winner. No, I'm not going to say his name out. All right. Here's some of your answer. You ready? Or opinions. Let me rephrase it. It just depends on the day. If I want a soft or crispy taco, just like sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. I like them both. Let's see here. Why do I say John Doe on the reports and not the name of the country? Because it says on my report, that's what I was asking Briley to ask her dad about, it says an unnamed country. I don't get that. Are they buying it secretly or is it Russia or somebody? I don't know. It says unnamed, so I just call them John Doe's.
Yeah.
Hi, Briley. Crunchy Supremes are my absolute faves. Love, share. Crunchy tacos are the best because they're just wonderful. You can dip the whole taco in nice homemade hot sauce. Crunchy tacos. Hey, this is blah blah. Thank you. Crunchy just because they're better. TJ's taco truck soft all day because it doesn't fall apart.
Yes.
AKA your daddy.
Yeah.
Soft all day because it doesn't fall apart. AKA your daddy. Soft tacos, hard shells hurts my gum. Crunchy tacos because got to have the crunch. Soft tacos and crunchy from the major. And there you go.
Some pretty good answers.
Yep. I will text the winner and then pick their Cal Whip anytime after the show today. How's the taco business?
It's doing good.
You guys running last night, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't figure tacos and my after-surgery stomach would go together. Nah, all right. Been all, and it's funny, I did end up having a wrap. My wife makes these really cool wraps.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of cooking oil, butter, I'm guessing. I don't know what all she puts in it. Lettuce, tomatoes, and turkey bacon.
Ooh. And that actually sounds really good.
A little bit of non-GO, GMO real mayonnaise or whatever, mayo, whatever she puts on there. All right, you ready?
For my story?
Yeah.
All right.
Talk about tacos. We're talking tacos. Let's keep it going.
There's this very interesting story. It's called From Insects to Tacos. It's on the last day of Greg Swartz Insects and Human Society course, students got a taste of entomology, quite literally. The class ended not just with the lesson on entomology, but also with an unforgettable encounter with one of the world's most sustainable protein sources.
What is that?
They're grasshoppers and mealworms. Regents Professor and Charles Parncia, Chair in Cotton Entomology in the Texas A&M College of Agriculture and Life Science Department of Entomology, decided to ditch the traditional lecture format and serve up something unique for his students: tacos with the crunch, courtesy of grasshoppers and mealworms. Donning a crisp white chef's toque, Sword transformed the classroom into an adventurous culinary experience. Students lined up, some eager and others a little hesitant, to assemble their tacos. The spread included all the traditional toppings, tortillas, diced onions, cilantro, salsa, and lime, with the unconventional additions stealing the show. Sword made sure to lead by example, taking an enormous bite of his insect-laden taco. He paused for effect, mealworms visibly protruding from his mouth, and he said, delicious. Reactions among students ranged from excitement to cautious curiosity. Keegan Nichols, a student and teaching assistant for Sword, offered his own take on the grasshopper eating experience, saying the wings were the hardest part to eat.
Well, I learned in survival school, take the wings off.
That's disgusting.
If you want to learn more about the insects as food, go to
insectcenter.org.
Yeah, insect center. There we go. .org.
That's gross.
High in protein. Very high. Grasshoppers are high in protein. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
So you eat shrimp and crawdads?
I eat shrimp.
What's the difference?
I don't know. It's just the thought of eating bugs.
The mealworms are... I haven't tried the mealworms, but I had some buddies that ate them and said they're... Mm-hmm. You know, you just need to cook them like they did.
Yeah. I feel like if you didn't tell me that I was eating them, it wouldn't be that bad. It's just the thought that you're eating bugs.
What if one was to come alive?
No.
Yeah. No, the grasshoppers and spiders... I've had spiders. Not a bad gig. Are you going to throw up?
That's gross.
Huh? You're not going to throw up on me, are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay. So I thought it was a really cool story since my taco girl was coming on the show today. All right, we're going to take a Wheeler General Store break. When we come back, we'll have your ag weather forecast for up in northwestern Oklahoma. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bats, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Are you tired of navigating the digital jungle all on your own? Look no further than innovative technology in Elk City. Running a business in today's fast-paced world can be overwhelming, but our experienced IT professionals are here to lighten the load. Whether you're in education, energy, finance, or any other industry, we've got your back with our IT solutions. Safeguard your business with our cutting-edge internet security, reliable internet phone lines, and top-notch security camera networks. Your business's digital fortress starts here. Need on-site support? We're just a short drive away. From computer repair to network installation, we've got you covered. Worried about cyber threats? Our cybersecurity awareness and training will keep your team ahead of the curve. Don't let technology overwhelm you. Call us at 580-243-1559 to discover how our 40-plus years of service can transform your business. Visit Innovative Technology at 105 Carter Road in Elk City, or check us out online at itlpros.com.
Do oil field companies have accounts with you, with the tire shop?
Yes, absolutely. A lot of times their travel is in rougher terrain, so they need a little different set of tires, a lot of heavier tires. We keep majority of those in stock. A lot of oil field companies come to us for tires because we carry them in stock, and they're always a heavy apply, you know, what they're needing. Because most of the time when oil field companies need them, they've waited till the last minute, or they've traveled on a job and got back and realized my tires are that bad, but I'm going back out on another job tomorrow. I don't have time to order them. Most people can wait a day, but a lot of times they can't because the next day they may be in Illinois. They need them now. So we keep a big majority, and that's the reason we get a lot of their oil field business. L&R Tire, 1204 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma.
The home of Bridgestone Firestone Tires.
At L&R Tire, we'll take good care of your vehicle.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Jimmy and Briley in here. Somebody was whining on the ag text line. Quit talking about eating bugs. City girls. Are you a city girl?
No.
Okay. Why didn't you pull the trigger last week then? The bad subject with you.
That's mean.
You learned to outsmart your papa. How's that? Stick with me. I'll show you the ropes. All right, the May Ranch. Let's see what's going on up there weather-wise. 50 degrees, feels like 50. Dew point's 28. The humidity's 42%. The winds are out of the southwest at 12. Three-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 43 degrees. Sunset at 519. Partly sunny, 57 degrees today. 33 for a low tonight. Tomorrow, beautiful for Saturday for pig show.
Yep.
What is the name of the Western?
Swaps.
Swaps, that's it. Yep. Southwest Oklahoma Pig Series, right?
I think so.
Pig Show Series. I should have it memorized. I don't. 62 tomorrow, sunny. It's going to be nice for a hog show tomorrow. I know why your grandpa didn't let you pull the trigger, even though legally you had 3 minutes left.
Why?
Safety probably was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Could you see what was behind the deer?
Where we were at, there was actually quite a bit of light because there was a light pole, so we could see it.
Oh, you'd have been shooting it on the road?
No, it wasn't the road. No, I don't do that. But I could have got it. He said it was a little too dark, and then we get back to the house, and then we start talking. He said, I really should have let you pull the trigger. I said, yeah, you should have.
Yeah, but think, you got a memory now.
Yeah, and now he's never going to see the light of day with that ever again.
Oh, your grandpa meant well. He probably wanted to be able to where he could see it if you didn't just drop it in spot where it runs off, if I was guessing right. That would be my correction. Well, speaking of deer, I'm going to give you a state. Georgia, okay?
Okay.
You know what they grow in Georgia?
Nope.
Lots of peanuts and lots of cotton.
Okay.
And lots of other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But mainly cotton and peanuts. So if you were to take a wild guess, out of all animals and insects, what do you think does the most damage to their crops?
Since we're on the topic, I'm just going to say deer.
Boom! Hey, you're the winner! You, too bad we don't have an extra whip.
I know, right?
Deer are feasting. I'm using Georgia, not Oklahoma, because they wrote a really good article. They've actually did a study in Georgia on how much damage deer actually do to the crops. Deer are feasting on crops at unprecedented rates as the number one economic pest in some farm regions. I know that it is in Beckham County.
Mm-hmm.
Appetite for destruction. Deer are wreaking havoc on Georgia farmland with a massive, listen to this, $152 million annual cotton bite is what they're calling it. Whitetails are the number one economic pest of cotton, passing yield losses and control costs of the palmer, the root knot nematode, and stink bugs, according to the University of Georgia Extension data. $152 million damage to cotton alone.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of money. The numbers are devastating for growers already dealing with so much hardship, says Camp Hand, UGA Extension Cotton Specialist, and there's no way this will be fixed anytime soon. In 2023, Hand noted a steady pattern of alarm, consistent phone calls from trusted voices within Georgia's agriculture, relaying a reoccurring theme. We have a genuine and growing deer problem, just like we do.
Yeah.
And we do have a problem with feral hogs, just like Georgia does. My first step was to find out how bad the problem was, according to the growers. Hand says, first, from September of 2023 to March of 2024, Hand distributed an extensive statewide survey to producers, crop consultants, and extension agents regarding the scope of deer-related damage. With data collected from 525 growers on 449,821 acres, 29 consultants on 352,000 acres, and 16 extension personnel representing 259,000 acres, the results was eye-opening. This was published in May of this year. According to Hand survey, 33% to 41% of represented acres were affected by deer predation, resulting in a 34% to 42% annual yield loss on the same ground. Roughly $51 to $73 per acre was spent by growers on deer mitigation. Permits, 70.6%, those depredation, or what they call them, depredation, however you say that, depredation, there we go, permits was 70%, replanted crop, check this out, 64%, applied repellents, 52%, fencing, 11.7%, and other methods, including artificial noise makers, 14.4%. Further, all groups, growers, agents, consultants consider deer to be the top economic problem in cotton rows above the palmer, $104 million damage. The root knot nematodes, $81 million. And stink bugs caused $58 million to cut.
That's crazy.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Imagine what they did to the peanuts, too.
Yeah.
And whatever other crops are growing around there. We need to do that study in Oklahoma.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. All right. Since you're my partner in crime on Fridays, pretty much garden day on Fridays, too.
Yeah.
What's going on? We got tips for gardeners?
Yeah. It's from the Beckham County OSU Extension, right?
Yep.
And it is garden tips from November, but it's close enough to November. So, and for your lawn and turf, you fertilize cool season grasses with 1 pound of nitrogen per 1,000 square feet, and then continue to mow as needed at 2 inches and water during dry conditions. Control broadleaf winter weeds like dandelions, and then keep falling leaves off of your grass to avoid damage to the foliage. For trees and shrubs, prune deciduous trees in the early parts of winter. Prune only for structural and safety purposes. Wrap young, thin barked trees with commercial protective materials to prevent winter sun scald. Apply dormant oil for scale infested trees and shrubs before temperatures fall below 40 degrees Fahrenheit. And then follow the label directions.
Always.
Yes. Continue to plant bald and burlap and containerized trees. Watch for aphids. Yeah,
for aphids. Yep.
Which tolerate cooler temperatures in evergreen shrubs.
Yeah, and let's talk about the trees real quick.
The trees,
This is a really good time to, now that we've had a hard freeze,
mm-hmm.
there's still leaves on the trees out there.
Yeah.
So they're coming off, though. It's a really good time to, whatever that word you couldn't say and I can't say either, but basically any limbs hanging down or stuff like that. Right now is a really good time to prune those trees and transplant trees. We got plenty of ground moisture going on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's go ahead and take a Wheeler General store break. When we come back, we'll finish up the show with some tips on flowers, miscellaneous, which includes gardens and our fruits and nuts. Jimmy, I have a covey of 10 to 12 quail that are in my pasture next to my front yard on blah, blah, blah road. I don't want to tell anybody where these quails are. What do I need to put out for them to eat this winter? Just if you got some, I don't know if you live on a farm or what you got going on here, but if you got some leftover rye or Truticale or wheat seed left in a drill somewhere, or your neighbor's got one or something like that, grab a 5 gallon bucket of it and just scatter it somewhere where it's not easy to buy. A fence line's the best.
The quail up in my Nana's house really like eating the deer corn that they put out. So
did you go quail hunting while you was there?
No, I didn't.
Why?
We just deer hunt.
Oh. So you want to take me up here quail hunting? Game pheasants? There should be pheasants up there.
Probably.
Yeah.
I would assume so.
So if you're going to feed them around your house, just feed them somewhere where the hawks, it's rare that the hawk gets a quail, but they can get one. Feed them in the fence line and away from real brushy stuff, because the bobcats and kitty cats and stuff like that like to sneak up on them. But if you don't have any neighbors with all that stuff, go to your co-op and get your bag of birdseed mix or the chicken stuff you feed the chickens.
Yeah.
How's that? All right, we're going to take a Wheeler General store break, and we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hello, this is Kent Watkins, owner of SEI Agritech in Elk City. Are you looking for a new place to buy all of your livestock feed, seed, and chemical? Let SEI Agritech be your trusted place to get everything you need. We offer winter feed contracts, buy the bag or bulk. We carry Mixed 30 liquid supplement, Total Equine horse feed, Sure Crop fertilizer, Golden Harvest corn seed, Advanta hay grazer seed, and we also are an authorized dealer for livestock nutrition centers. Give us a call today. Follow us on Facebook. Come by and see us, SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City.
The biggest mistake I've seen when people are purchasing insurance or coming in to visit with us is being underinsured. You know, the state minimum on auto insurance is $25,000, $50,000, and that's too low. I mean, if you run into somebody's new vehicle and it costs $50,000 and you only have $25,000 in coverage, that's going to come out of your pocket. So, you know, we try to make sure that our customers are insured how they need to be to get the coverage. I mean, if you're going to have insurance, you need to have it for the right reasons, and that's to protect themselves. I mean, that's why they have it. I'm really in the business of protecting the customer. When it comes to protection, it's not a large amount more to go ahead and get the coverage you need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
The ribeye is Angus beef, and they use a special method to cook it, so you might not need your knife. Then it's topped with garlic-infused clarified butter and seared. It tastes as good as it looks. Their goal is perfection. Dry Creek Steakhouse and Lodge in Leedy on Dewey Street, three blocks south of the gym.
Open Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday for lunch, the first and third weekends of each month.
The website is drycreeksteakhouse.com. This is what happens when ranchers cook steak.
Hey farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
A bolt breaks on a spring tooth, a harrow, or a chisel. Your work in the field stops. Most people have two choices, either use baling wire as a temporary fix or drive 15 miles into town. There's a third option that'll get you back to work in only a few minutes. We'll bring a bolt bin to your place, and we'll keep it stocked for you. Camrock Supply. It's on South Main in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. The website is camrocksupply.com. Staying supplied keeps you in the field getting your work done.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Were you listening to that? Were you listening to that commercial, that Camrock commercial?
I was looking at my things. Those are my tabs out.
You need to buy your daddy a bolt bin.
I'm broke.
What'd you do with all your money?
I don't know.
Go buy Camrock and see if they'll trade some tacos for for bolts.
Maybe Mom's listening. Maybe she'll buy it for him.
Yeah. I think it'd be an awesome gift for the old hubby out on the Ponderosas if Mama goes by Camrock and buys bolt bins stocked with bolts for Christmas. I guarantee you there will be not one husband disappointed with that purchase.
Yeah, that is a very good, especially if you live really far outside of town.
Yeah, like me, like you guys. I mean, you're not that far out there, but it's still enough. It's inconvenient. Yeah. They were having a rodeo out there by you guys' house today.
I got a call this morning to the
north about 2 miles. Up there were the cows I take care of.
Oh.
And I got a call this morning. Hey, we have 6 cows in your pasture.
Oh.
What? There's a lot of they're wild cows.
Oh no.
I wasn't happy. I got a result.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm resolved. All right, let's check out some Hobart Farm and Garden ag weather for southwestern Oklahoma. I'm going to stick with Hobart. I was there yesterday. We're all good. 45 degrees, feels like 39. The dew point's 18, humidity 34. The winds are out of the southwest at 11. That's kind of cotton harvest weather there. Low humidity and low dew point. That'll be finishing up, I'd say, here next week or two with our cotton harvest. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 43 degrees. Sunset at 5:24 today, mostly cloudy, 50 degrees. Tonight, 35, and tomorrow, sunny and 59 degrees. What's your favorite Christmas meat?
I don't know. That we eat at Christmas time, Christmas dinner?
Brisket?
Ribs.
Ribs, really?
Yeah, we're having ribs this year.
Beef or pork?
I think pork.
Pork?
I think.
Baby backs?
Yeah.
Yeah?
That's it.
Who's cooking?
My peepaw.
Your peepaw? Mm-hmm. Which one's your peepaw?
My dad's dad.
Okay. And then the other one's pawpaw.
The other one is Pops, and that's my mom's dad.
Okay, now I got that straight. I guess your peepaw will be there tomorrow at the hog show, probably, won't he?
Yep.
Yeah.
He will be.
Mr. Pritchard, Riley, and Jimmy are coming to see you. So, yeah, he will be there tomorrow. I haven't never seen him not miss one.
Me neither.
So who's showing tomorrow?
Neely.
Corey's daughter? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because brother graduated. What was his name?
Mason.
Mason, yeah, Mason. He graduated, right?
Yeah.
Where's he going? OSU?
SWASU, I think.
You going to SWASU?
I think.
I figure he'd be going to OU. His daddy works for John Deere. He probably got money running out of his ears.
You'd never catch him at OU.
All right. Okay, let's continue on with some garden tips. You want to?
Yeah. For your flowers, this one's a little too late, but that's okay. It's for tulips, can still successfully be planted through the middle of November, and leave foliage on asparagus, mums, and other perennials to help insulate crowns from harsh winter conditions.
Yep.
And then bulbs like tulips, and I'm not even going to attempt to say the other ones.
I'm not either.
Can be potted in containers for indoor forcings.
Another key thing I thought about a while ago when he was talking about lawn and turf, it says fertilize cool season grasses with 1 pound of nitrogen per 1,000 foot.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably so. It's not expensive to do soil tests. Mm-mm. No matter what you're doing.
Yeah.
And it doesn't hurt to get, if there's some green leaves left on your tree, you still get a forage test off your tree, see what they're lacking in nutrients.
Yeah.
Correct, Ola?
Yep.
All right.
And then for leftover garden seeds, they can be stored in an airtight container in the refrigerator or freezer until the next planting season, which I have never done that. We just keep them in the container. Like, we put them in airtight containers, right, but we just keep them in our greenhouse, and they've been fine.
And I do both. I got them in containers or their original sacks.
Yeah, we have some in the sacks, too.
And what you can do is, even if they're 4 or 5 years old, mm-hmm, take 10 seeds out, put them on a napkin, wet them down,
yep,
fold it over, see how many germinate, and you'll know whether your seeds are good or not.
Yep, we do that too.
There you go.
And it works.
Yep.
How
about batteries in the freezer?
Batteries?
Yeah, you like double A's, triple A batteries?
Never done that.
I've never.
We keep ours in the cabinet.
I've put them in the freezer before, but they said if you put them in the freezer, it prolongs their life. And you get to thinking about that, the worst time the battery's the weakest is when it's cold outside.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
That's weird.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a myth or.
I've never heard of that before.
It's a myth. I think it's a myth, but if somebody knows more about batteries than I do, by putting your double A's or triple A's in the freezer, if it prolongs their life, I don't see that it doing that, because cold weather's hard on batteries and vehicles.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see what's going on there. All right. Let's continue on.
gather and shred your leaves, add to your compost, use as mulch or till into your garden plots. Yep. You clean and store garden landscape tools and coat them with a light application of oil to prevent rusting. Drain your fuel tanks, irrigation lines, and hoses, and bring your garden hoses indoors. We do that. We drain our hoses and bring them inside. But we've never put oil on our garden tools.
I have. Just spray them. I spray WD-40 on them, but clean them.
Yeah.
That way they won't rust, because shovels, for example, you know, if they're good and slick, they dig better than if they're rusty and stuff.
That would probably help a lot, but we need to do that.
Here's mine in your category, fruits and nuts.
For fruits and nuts, delay pruning trees until next February or March before bud break, and harvest pecans and walnuts immediately to eliminate deterioration of the kernel.
I think I'm pretty sure pecan harvest is already done or getting close.
I don't know. I don't know anything about that.
I haven't checked. We got 25 pecan trees and I hadn't even looked. Let's see. Thank you for been throwing out hen scratch for them. Just wanted to make sure it was okay. Yep. They'll probably start laying eggs. There are a lot of people put out hen scratch for chickadees, but if you for quail. But if you do, find somebody that's got some extra seed, wheat seed or whatever, triticale, rye or something. Grab a 5-gallon bucket. It'll go a long ways. They don't eat a lot. They like bugs, too. Gross. Unlike some people like you and Cher. All right. Reason why I ask you about what you like for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know me. Yep. I'm a beef guy.
Mm-hmm.
So beef, it's what's for holiday dinner. You see this picture of this prime rib, you'd get hungry. See it?
Ooh.
Does that look good?
That does look good.
Yeah. This is from Daryl Peel. Dr. Professor Peel from OSU. Slice it up. Consumers will be carving into prime rib into the new year. It's a great celebration of beef and America's cattle producers. Despite the rising prices, the prospect of prime rib for the New Year's Eve dinner continue to appeal to consumers. Seasonal price increases point to wholesale ribeye prices increasing by almost 30% from the beginning of October through November already. By late November, ribeye prices pushed 13.4% higher compared to last year. So it's up a little over 10% from last year. Even with higher costs to consumers, the beef demand index calculated by the Livestock Marketing Information Center confirms that retail beef demand has been stronger year over year in each of the first three quarters of 2024. For much of 2024, the strength in beef demand has been mostly in the end meats rather than the middle meats. In fact, for the first 47 weeks of the year, the average price of rib and loin primals have been slightly lower year over year, with ribs down 1.4% and loins down 0.6%, with the price of chuck primal has been higher by 7.4%, and the round primal has been higher by 8.4%. However, since the middle of October, the price of all those cuts has been higher compared to the same time last year.
Hmm. Yeah. I love beef.
What's your favorite steak cut?
I'm pretty basic. I like sirloin.
Yeah.
Or on the occasional that dad will get fillets. Those are good too. But he doesn't get those
your
very
dad
often.
Will you actually get fillets?
Yeah, last time we had steaks, he got me a fillet.
I neither.
That
nice
does
guy.
Not happen very often.
How come? Say it.
He just says they're expensive.
He's a little tight.
Yeah, he's. But I'm fine with fillets, and they're not fillets. Sirloins.
Sirloins.
They're cheap. And they're good.
No, they are. Sirloins are good. All right. Oh, Hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. I guess I'll see you mañana.
Yep.
At the Hog Show. What time's that start? 9?
I don't know. I'll just show up whenever I get told to show up.
All right. It's the Day in Ag with Briley and Jimmy. We'll see you Monday.
Yep.
God bless.